This free Korean lesson is brought to you by TalkToMeInKorean.com and HowToKorean.com. Practice making your own Korean sentences at HowToKorean and get corrections from native speakers. Hello everyone, this is Hyunwoo-san.
Hello everyone, this is Kyungun Choi.
You're listening to TalkToMeInKorean.com. Talk to us in Korean.
Please talk to me in Korean. Talk to us in Korean.
No, don't talk to Kyungun in Korean. Just
Why?
Talk to me in Korean. It's more fun.
I don't think so.
She don't doesn't believe think so. So, in this lesson, as promised, we are going to learn how to say goodbye.
Goodbye. I really wanted to say to everyone goodbye.
Forever?
No, I don't mean forever.
I really want to say goodbye to you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Take care.
감사합니다. 감사합니다.
No, just kidding. So in this lesson, we will learn how to say goodbye.
And it's very easy.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. So if you remember, 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
That's fantastic. But if you remember also that 안녕 in 안녕하세요 means peace and well-being, that's perfect.
Perfect and fantastic.
Exactly. And in Korean, when you say goodbye in formal polite Korean, 존댓말.
존댓말.
There are two types of expressions and both of these expressions have the word 안녕 in them.
So it will be easy.
It'll be easy. So one expression is when you are the one who is leaving and the other is when you are the one who is staying and you're seeing the people or the person leaving. And it is, of course, possible to go into many, many details about how these expressions were made and where they originated from. But we won't do that in this lesson because it is not as important as to be able to actually say them. So, Kyung-si, if you are leaving and the other person is staying, for example, let's say you're leaving this studio, what would you say to me?
I would say, 안녕히 계세요.
No, that's too fast.
Okay.
One more time.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.
That little he there, 안녕히, that makes that part an adverb, but let's forget about that, okay, for now. So, 안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.
But if you are the one who's staying in this studio in order to clean this room, and I'm leaving you behind, you can say to me,
안녕히 가세요.
안녕히 가세요.
안녕히 가세요.
So the only part that is different is this 게 and
가.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 가세요.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 가세요.
Let's say them a little bit faster. So 안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.
And how about 안녕히 가세요? Say
안녕히 가세요.
Say it one more time.
안녕히 가세요.
안녕히 가세요.
안녕히 가세요.
안녕히 가세요.
안녕히 가세요.
Can you tell the difference? 안녕히 계세요 and 안녕히 가세요?
I think they are a little bit similar.
They are very similar. So yeah. A lot of people get confused between 안녕히 계세요 and 안녕히 가세요. But here's my little tip for everybody.
What is it?
Okay, so not just for this one, but throughout our podcasts, we will be giving you some tips to use in order to speak Korean more fluently or at least to sound a little bit more fluent. than you are, which is good. I always do that.
That's a really, really good idea.
Yes, in other languages too. So when Korean people say 안녕하세요, 안녕히 계세요, or 안녕히 가세요, they don't always pronounce every single letter clearly and out loud. So very often, what you can rather hear is just the ending part.
세요.
Do you see that too, 경호씨?
Yes.
Do you do that too?
Sometimes. Yes.
So let's demonstrate. So I want to say 안녕하세요 or 안녕히 가세요 or 안녕히 계세요. That's too long. So I would just say 안녕하세요. 세요. 안녕하세요.
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 안녕히 계세요.
So, okay, I will try to say everything really, really quickly and please see if you get that. So could you give me the standard expression?
Okay. 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕하세요.
안녕히 가세요.
안녕하세요.
It's too fast.
Well, too fast, but that's what I actually say. to most people.
You are not so polite. That's the reason you say it just like that.
No, don't. No? Please don't give our listeners the wrong impression.
Okay.
But I can be perfectly polite when I say, because I can show the right gesture. Uh-huh. I can bow.
You have to bow.
Yes, I have to bow when I do that. I'll do a little bit of a bow, but then people won't really pay attention to whether I said every single letter clearly or not.
If you say 안녕하세요 too clearly, everyone will be very surprised at you.
Exactly. So no matter what language you speak, you have some expectations of some certain expressions that you will hear in a particular situation. So if I'm leaving, you'll be expecting to hear from me goodbye, something like goodbye, something along the lines of goodbye. So you wouldn't be surprised if I say bye. But that's more commonplace in Korean. 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
So I think that's it for today.
Okay, I finally can say goodbye to you in Korean.
So, Kyung-hoon-si, are you going to be the one who's leaving, or are our listeners going to be the ones who are leaving us?
Oh, I'm going to stay here.
So what would you say?
So I have to say 안녕히 가세요.
Really?
Oh.
I would say 안녕히 계세요. You're confused.
Yeah.
But everyone, just ask Kyung-hoon in Korean. 어떻게 말할 거예요?
I think I have to say 안녕히 계세요.
That's more common.
Yes.
So just like that, it depends, okay? So if both people are leaving, if I met you in a park and we're both leaving and we're going separate directions, we would say 안녕히 가세요 to each other.
Yes.
No one's staying.
Yeah, right.
So both of us are leaving.
안녕히 가세요.
안녕히 가세요. But at the end of every lesson, we will say to our listeners,
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요. Because we're going to, our voices will disappear into the air.
Yeah,
so,
right.
안녕히 계세요, everyone.
안녕히 계세요.
Yeah, so we'll see you in the next lesson.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕하세요.
Please leave us comment. 안녕히 가세요 to us.
Okay, everyone. 안녕하세요.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕하세요.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕하세요.
Bye-bye.
안녕.